We're going to be studying today about an event that took place in the life of Jesus when he was a young man. It's found in Luke chapter 2, and we're going to begin reading today in Luke chapter 2, verse 41. This is a story that took place in Jesus' early life that only Luke records. You won't read this in Matthew. You will not read it in Mark. You won't read it in John. You won't read it in any other New Testament or Bible book. The book of Luke is the only book of the Bible that records this. And so when we look at the early life of Jesus, when we think about what he did when he was a child, we don't have much information about that. God did not record anything much about his early life. The Bible simply says in Luke chapter 2, verse 40, that the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. But aside from that general comment, about the only thing that we have is what is found here in Luke chapter 2, verse 41 beginning. So let's read here today, beginning in verse 41. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. Now, Jesus' parents are keeping the law of Moses. This is something that we have seen several times in Luke chapter 1 and in Luke chapter 2. And that is that these Jews were conscientious about keeping the law of Moses. We found that in the case of Zacharias and Elizabeth, the parents of John the Baptist. And we're seeing it here in Luke chapter 2 about Joseph and Mary, the parents of Jesus. They're concerned about doing what's right. They want to follow the Old Testament scriptures, the law of Moses, because it is the law of God. So I emphasize again the fact that these Jews, and rightly so, did not look at the Old Testament scriptures and say, well, these are hundreds of years old and we don't have to keep them. We find again that they were conscientious about observing the law. Now the Bible tells us that this is during the feast of the Passover. There are going to be thousands of Jews in Jerusalem at this time. And the Bible also indicates here that Jesus was 12 years old when this happened. Now, again, you won't read that anywhere else in the Bible. And what you find in the book of Luke is that he is the only one that tells us how old Jesus was at this time and also how old Jesus was when he was baptized. We're going to see in Luke chapter 3 that he was about 30 years old when he was baptized. So here the Bible indicates that he was 12 years old when this particular story occurred. And the Bible goes on and says in verse 43, and when they had fulfilled the days, in other words, when they had observed the feast of the Passover, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, and the Bible says that they just assumed that Jesus, at 12 years old, was with one of their relatives or with one of their friends. They just thought that he was somewhere in the company that was traveling back. But he was not. They didn't check. They didn't make sure that he was there. And the Bible says that he waited behind in Jerusalem, and he was there for a purpose. The Bible says in verse 44, they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey. So they traveled for a whole day and didn't even know that Jesus was not with them. And then the Bible says, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance, and when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem seeking him. So can you imagine the alarm that his parents felt? They didn't know where he was. They just knew that he was not with them, and they're going back to Jerusalem. Now remember, Jerusalem was a big city, and so it's going to be hard to find him there. But the Bible says in verse 46, and it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple. So they've been looking for him for a while, and they found him in the house of God. The temple of God, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. Now, the doctors that the Bible mentions here in verse 46 are not medical doctors. These are doctors of the law. That's sometimes what they were called. They were supposedly experts in the law of Moses. These men were specialists in studying the Bible and in teaching the Bible. If anybody knew the answer to a Bible question, these doctors of the law should have known it and oftentimes did. So here's Jesus as a 12-year-old boy sitting in the temple talking to these doctors. He hears what they say and he asks them questions. And obviously in verse 47, the Bible says that all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and his answers. The Bible says in verse 48, "And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Why have you treated us like this? Why have you dealt with us in this way? Behold, your father and I have sought you sorrowing. You have really made us worry about you." The Bible says in verse 49 that Jesus said to them, "How is it that you sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" The King James word "wist" here means no. "Do you not know, don't you know, that I must be about my Father's business?" Now Jesus is not being sarcastic. He is not being a smart aleck. He is not in any way being disrespectful. He is asking a question here. He is posing to them something. Because you see, they know that he is the Messiah. They know that he is the Savior of the world. They've been told that by the angel of God. They know what his purpose on earth is. So he asked them this question, "Don't you know that I must be about my Father's business?" So here the word "father" is capitalized because he's not talking about Joseph. He is talking about God Almighty. "God, my Father," he says, "has business that I am to take care of, and I am beginning to be about, to go about doing my Father's business or my Father's work. Do you not understand that?" Perhaps he's including in that the question, "Do you not realize that? Do you not remember that?" And the Bible says in verse 50, "And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them." They did not fully realize what he was saying. They did not fully realize the mission that Jesus had on the earth and what it involved even at this early stage in his life. Yes, they knew that he was the Savior because the angel told them that. But at the same time, they did not understand as completely as they needed to, and that's what the Bible says in verse 50. The scriptures tell us in verse 51 what Jesus did between the time that he was 12 years old and the time that he was 30 years old. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them, but his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. The sayings that he's talking about here are the things that she heard Jesus say. She didn't forget those things. She thought about those things that he said many times, including what he said there in verse 49, "I must be about my Father's business." How many times she thought about that, and how many nights she must have remembered what her son said. And that on top of the fact that the angel had spoken to Mary years before this must have made a lasting impression in her heart. So here the Bible tells us something about Jesus between the time that he was 12 and he was 30. And it's just a general description of what happened. The Bible says he lived with them in Nazareth and he was subject unto them. That means that Jesus obeyed his parents. Jesus respected his father and his mother. That's one of the Ten Commandments. Honor your father and your mother. Jesus did that. And I believe it's important. I believe that this should make an impression on young people that if Jesus Christ himself submitted to his parents, then children today should not have any objection to doing that. Because if the Son of God himself subjected himself to his earthly parents, then why shouldn't they? Now, about the only other thing that we know concerning Jesus in this time, in his early life now, from the time that he was 12 to the time that he was 30, is the fact that he did help his father out, because the Bible says in Mark chapter 6 verse 3 that when Jesus came back to his hometown of Nazareth, that the people said, "Well, look, this is the son of Joseph and Mary, And in Mark chapter 6, verse 3, the Bible says that those Jews that had known Jesus as he was growing up said, "Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary?" Now that's Mark chapter 6, verse 3. That's the only verse that I know of that specifically says that Jesus was called a carpenter. So he learned a trade from his father. That's something that every Jewish male did. As a young boy was growing up in his parents' house, he would learn a trade from his father. And so Joseph was a carpenter, and Jesus learned how to be a carpenter himself. That's Mark chapter 6 and verse 3. And that's all that God has really told us about the early life of Jesus before he was baptized and before he started preaching. The other thing that's said here in Luke chapter 2 is in verse 52, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man." So Jesus increased in wisdom as he grew in years. And we could certainly say that he was wise beyond his years. If anybody was wise beyond his years, it was Jesus Christ. He increased in stature. That simply means that he grew physically. And he grew or increased in favor with God and with man. So he had a good, pleasing reputation among people and in the community, as well as in the sight of God. So God has not gone into detail about what Jesus did when he was a teenager or when he was in his 20s. God has not revealed that to us. And I know that sometimes we wonder about that and we have questions about that. But you know, God is all wise and God knows what we need to know. And he also knows what we really don't need to find out about. The most important thing that we need to learn about Jesus Christ is his life and his teaching and his death, burial, and resurrection. And although we get curious sometimes and we raise questions about what Jesus might have done at an earlier point in his life, we really don't know because God doesn't tell us. And God doesn't tell us because we really don't need to know the answers to those questions. So that's Luke chapter 2. And tomorrow we're going to begin in Luke chapter 3 by looking at the baptism of John the Baptist and the teaching of that great man. Thank you for tuning in today. It's been a joy to study with you, and we hope that you have a great rest of the day.